It's Saturday morning, and once a month on a Saturday morning in a small village pub there is a meeting of gentlemen. It's called a gentleman's meeting. I imagine everybody's allowed, although I've never actually seen a lady there. And this breakfast meeting I think is organised by the church, definitely by people related to the church. And as my name is Christian Payne, I don't think it matters that I'm of an understanding atheist tendency, having studied quite a lot of religious texts, deciding that I'd rather be more Taoist in my philosophical beliefs than any particular organised religion. I'm still allowed. There are a couple of other people who have non-Christian beliefs, and it makes for a very colourful and interesting discussion. The topic normally revolves around theosophical, theological subject matter, but today I was particularly intrigued because there was a picture sent round in the email group of a protester outside St Paul's holding up a sign saying, "What would Jesus do?" And I just assumed that this would mean the idea of Jesus, because who knows who really wrote, I'm being very controversial now, who really wrote the texts, the translations and the King James slant and all the rest of it that's happened to the Bible throughout history. I like the idea of this revolutionary throwing out the moneylenders, and here we are having protests against the very same people en masse. Now, I am definitely the youngest person in the room, unless somebody worked really hard their whole life. And I think I'm definitely, I'm almost certainly the person, or at least I thought that until today, with the most, I guess, liberal slant on things. You can always guarantee some pretty hard right theories and ideas flying around. But today was more enjoyable than most because everybody seemed unified on why the protesters should be left outside of St Paul's, on why there really needs to be some kind of stand, but some kind of focused stand, so that there is positive action that comes out of this, because everybody now realised that the banking system as it stands, whether it be casino banking or other unethical means of lending what you don't have, everybody sees that this is wrong. And I don't think Jesus was mentioned any more than two times in the initial kind of opening statement before we were off into heavy political, sociological and philosophical discussion over what is right and wrong, what should be done. And there were the sweeping generalisations when, oh, the poor have brought it upon themselves on one hand, and that got a lot of people's backs up. And I felt definitely that there was a general consensus, and it was a good one, that and the people actually that were representing the church were questioning where their church investments, where the church was investing its money, where that had gone, because perhaps the people who are putting money into that establishment, they should have a say on how ethical that investment is. And so I was actually given the task of trying to research ethical investment. So if anybody's listening to this, if you'd be so kind as to leave a link on what is ethics? No, what is an ethical investment nowadays? And what places are available that don't feed into the same kind of rat's nest of corruption? And I say that as a speculative comment, not a statement of fact, because I don't want to get sued. It's a joke, that's what it is, it's all a joke. So there was definitely a few people around the table who would be down there right now, protesting, making their own opinions heard. And the fact that in this small village this discussion was happening at this time. It kind of makes me feel good in the fact that maybe there are people that you wouldn't normally expect having meetings in other pubs, in other villages on a Saturday morning, all rallying around the same cause. The best part by far, though, was when somebody suggested that perhaps at a time of immense economic collapse, this village, which isn't a small village, could survive through bartering. Made a few people feel uncomfortable. What about my luxuries? You can't run a washing machine off solar panels. And then a gentleman who runs a washing machine off solar panels piped up and said, oh yes you can. And it made me think, wow, maybe we could seed, to use the correct term, some kind of community gardening but vegetable bartering system bigger than the existing allotments, which have quite luckily survived in this area. Because that would be a great long-term project to try and make not necessarily a sustainable village environment, but a village that communicated more and talked more and shared more and knew more about what was available and what could be done and what facilities there were in the immediate surroundings. Led me to think what I could offer. Yes, I do try and keep my hand in on bushcraft and campcraft and all the kind of things that you do outside of a normal society, but when it comes to actual hands-on skills, I'm no plumber, I'm no electrician, I'm an average skilled handyman, but I do communicate, and I would love to be able to find an all-encompassing means of communication, not just an email group, because not everybody's on the internet here, that could come about, that I could kind of nurture and help with. Then I thought, well, hang on, I'm sat at a breakfast meeting with people talking to each other that don't know each other's names. Well, there's a lot of them do know each other's names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, even though one person does email pretty much everybody. And that it's happening right now, these physical get-together, these physical meetups, and it's the largest I've seen around that table in that pub at any time, and it's growing. So I'm feeling good about the sense of community in my area, and I do make the effort to get outside of my normal circle of friends, who are mostly made of pixels until I meet them in real life. So yeah, if you can do the same and find out what kind of community get-together is happening in and around where you are, make an effort, because it really pays dividends. Pays dividends in the more ethical side of investment.